Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll make merry, have some darling songs, usher in the dawn, and find out what happened where. But to start off, at age 97, Diana Sarah Carey is our oldest surviving silent film star. Following a recent social media campaign publicizing her urgent care needs, she will soon be living at the Motion Picture and Television Fund's Country Home Campus in Woodland Hills, where she will have a caregiving staff, social interaction, assisted living and long-term care, and healthy dining options in a beautiful setting. Diana was born Peggy Jane Montgomery in 1918, and silent film fans will know her as Baby Peggy, who during the early 20s made nearly 150 short and 9 feature films. Following playing the vaudeville circuit and a short-lived comeback in early talkies, she eventually became a successful book author and publisher. So popular was Baby Peggy that the films inspired many parents to name their newborn daughters Peggy. They also inspired composers to write songs, and so with best wishes to Diana Sarah Carey, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about Peggy's, beginning with the Columbians.
Thank you.
The San Francisco Sound of Art Hickman's Orchestra with Peggy, composed by Neil Murray. Neil Murray's is one of the names I've apparently been butchering on the show for lo these many years, pronouncing it Morette as it's spelled. But at this year's West Coast Ragtime Festival, I don't remember who, but someone played one of his tunes and introduced it as by Neil Murray. So I'm going with that. And by the way, I also learned it's J. Bodwell Lempy, not Lamp. That was an instrumental version of Peggy, but there are lyrics which were written by Harry Williams. That recording is from September 18, 1919, and predates Baby Peggy's screen debut a bit, but the other records in that set don't. Before Peggy, it was Peggy Dear, written by Gus Arnheim, Abe Lyman, and Arthur Freed, and performed there by the Great White Way Orchestra for Victor on December 14, 1922. And we started our tribute to Diana Sarah Carey with Pretty Peggy, composed by Earl Carroll. That wasn't just the Columbians, but the Columbians Dance Orchestra Deluxe on September 8, 1923. Pretty Peggy is from Earl Carroll's Vanities of 1923, and that record introduced another tune from the show, My Cretonne Girl. I don't know if it has anything to do with it or not, but cretonne is a strong cotton or linen cloth used especially for curtains and upholstery. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Baby Peggy's first feature film was The Darling of New York in 1923. The film included a raging fire inside a New York tenement, and Peggy narrowly escaped serious injury, or worse, when the crew mistakenly set a door through which she was supposed to escape on fire. Fortunately, she was not physically harmed, but did suffer psychological trauma. You can find out more about Baby Peggy and Diana Sarah Carey in her book, Whatever Happened to Baby Peggy, the autobiography of Hollywood's pioneer child star. And I urge you to check it out, as well as Diana's other books. Unfortunately, most of The Darling of New York is lost, but there are fragments that survive. So to commemorate The Darling of New York and the darling Diana Sarah Carey, here's a set of Darling records, some of which just may have been inspired by the movie. Here's Art Hickman's orchestra once again. ¶¶
Sweetheart, call me dear.
like that record. Ralph Williams Orchestra with My Darling from December 16, 1925. My Darling was written by Herbert Dennison. Now, there wasn't really a Herbert Dennison. That was a pseudonym used by Ralph Williams. But Herbert Dennison also wrote Sweet Thing, Jing-a-ling-a-ling, and Cocaine Dance.
What?
Well, it was legal back then. Before My Darling was the charming Call Me Darling, performed there by Ben Selvin and his orchestra on a Harmony 78 waxed October 8, 1931. Call Me Darling was written by Mart Freiberg, Rolf Marbow, and Bert Reisfeld, and the English lyrics, written by Dorothy Dick, were sung there by the Wallace Trio. Before that, it was Gene Rodemick's orchestra, November 20th, 1923, with You Darling, You, written by James Brockman. And we started off that Darling set with Art Hickman's orchestra and Darling, recorded by Columbia on August 23, 1920. Darling was composed by Chris Schoenberg. Several weeks ago, I played The Whip with the vocal refrain by The Revelers. The Whip was featured in the stage musical Golden Dawn and in the 1930 Warner Brothers musical operetta film of the same name, where it was sung twice by Noah Beery. So here to commemorate Golden Dawn is a set of rapidly rotating records about the dawn, beginning with Edith Baker. Thank you. I believe that's a debut for that record on the show. Harry Hunt's Imperial Orchestra from Oklahoma, USA, and I Love the Dawning. And I love that record, which was made in May of 1927 on the Perfect label. The vocal refrain was by Bob Canfield, who co-wrote I Love the Dawning, along with Ken Goof Moyer, who played clarinet and alto sax in the band. Ken Moyer also played mellophone with Joe Candulo and his Everglades Orchestra. Before I Love the Dawning, it was Australian bandleader Sidney Simpson and his Wentworth Cafe Orchestra with the waltz song After the Dawn, from July of 1926. The vocalist was Walter Kingsley. Saxophonist Sidney Simpson led a successful band for more than 25 years, broadcasting on radio and playing at various hotels into the mid-50s. After the Dawn was written by Jack O'Hagan, who was a prolific composer of songs linked to silent films in the 1920s, and who also brought us Snake Gully Swagger, On the Road to Gundagai, I'm Going to Plant a Rose in California, and I'm Gonna Hump My Bluey.
What?
I don't know. We began that dawning set with American pianist Edith Baker, accompanied by a small studio orchestra and her composition Dancing Till Dawn, recorded in London on November 16, 1931. That recording is from the Rivermont CD Dainty Debutantes, Female Novelty Pianists of the 1930s, a wonderful CD available at rivermontrecords.com. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. My friend Adam Swanson, ragtime pianist extraordinaire, is also a collector of sheet music and recently displayed some of his autographed sheet music on Facebook. One of the pieces was It Happened in Monterey by Mabel Wayne and Billy Rose from The King of Jazz. Well, here it is, along with some other happenings.
In my imagination, I'm finding consolation somewhere along the Rio Grande. Someone along the Rio Grande. It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met him in Monterey in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left him and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey. It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met him in Monterey in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left him and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left behind me. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this, when he held me in his arms and gave me my first kiss. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart
even to Psyche Bone. Everything happens for the best, you guessed it right. Singing this song then things won't seem so wrong, you're right. Everything happens for the best. Believe me, time cures all the heartaches, all the hurts and all the pain. Memories will mellow with this sweet refrain. So scare gray clouds away, blue skies come back to stay and how. Everything happens for the best.
Don Bester and his orchestra with This Never Happened Before from the RKO Radio Picture hitting a new high. Harold Adamson wrote the lyrics, sung there on October 21, 1937, by Neil Buckley, and Jimmy McHugh composed the tune. Before that, it was the Canadian group Harold Leonard and his Windsor Hotel Orchestra with Everything Happens for the Best. Bill Moody was the vocalist on that 1924 recording made in Montreal. Everything Happens for the Best was written by Harold Leonard, who also played violin in the band, Walter Fett, and W.R. Williams. Of the many available renditions of It Happened in Monterey, I chose to start that happening set with Ruth Etting and her April 30th, 1930 recording. A few weeks ago, I played What a Girl, What a Night by Vern Buck and his orchestra. One of the venues that Vern Buck played was the Merry Garden Ballroom in Chicago. It was opened in 1921 at 3136 North Sheffield Avenue on the city's north side and was owned and operated by Jack and Helen Lund. It was one of the city's most popular dance spots, partly because of a variety of novel promotional gimmicks, including lengthy dance marathons, as endurance dancing was becoming a national craze. In fact, Mike Ritoff and Edith Bourdreau set the world's record for the longest continuous dance at Merry Garden, dancing for 5,154 hours and 48 minutes between August 29th of 1930 until April 1st of the following year. They won $2,000 and the admiration of thousands for their victory, but newspaper reports about health risks posed by marathon dancing helped bring about laws regulating the events. Well, to commemorate the Merry Garden Ballroom, we're going to make merry with a marathon set of Merry Rapidly Rotating Records.
Thank you. and the very merry month of May be. Off we'll go, should you ask when will that day be? I don't know. We won't get to Paris or Sahara. We should care. Rock away the Riviera. If you're there in a little two-by, or with you-by, we'll say goodbye to the blues. Sharing, ever sharing, never caring whose is whose. There will be a happy ending, maybe, someday soon, in the merry month of maybe, maybe
Chicago, St. Louis, Denver, and Point West. At least that's the way it always sounds to me. Goodbye, I'm on my merry way. Gonna say so long in a few words. Gonna trail along with the bluebird. Goodbye, I'm on my merry way. Hey, hey. When I left, I'm glad they were yearning, cause I'll make them glad by returning. Goodbye, I'm on my merry way. I'm gonna burn every bridge I leave behind me, so the worries that make me grieve won't find me. Down the road alone I'll be swinging, but at home sweet home I'll be singing. Goodbye, I'm on my merry way. I've had my share of troubles, believe me, I'm through. My pretty golden bubbles will all come true. I found the road to gladness, I'll wander each mile. I'll get away from sadness and learn to smile. Gotta say so long in a few words. Gonna trail along with a bluebird. Goodbye, I'm on my merry way. When I left, I'm glad they were yearning, cause I'll make them glad by returning. Goodbye, I'm on my merry way. Gonna burn every bridge I leave behind me, so the worries that make me grieve won't even find me. Down the road alone I'll be swinging, but at home sweet home I'll be singing. Goodbye, I'm on my merry way. Goodbye. Don't forget to write. Goodbye.
There's a nice way to end that merry set and the show. Von DeLith with piano accompaniment by Rube Bloom and I'm on my merry way. That OK 78 was made April 5th, 1927. The words and music were by Haven Gillespie, Seymour Simons, and Richard A. Whiting. Before that, it was Frank Trumbauer's orchestra with the vocal refrain by the King's Jesters and In the Merry Month of Maybe from June 24th, 1931. The group also did a take in that same session where the King's Jesters merely hummed. We started off with Mort Dixon and Ali Rubel's Flirtation Walk from the Warner Brothers film of the same name and an August 30th, 1934 recording on the Mellotone label. So what does that have to do with merriment? Well, the band was Norman Cloutier and his Merry Madcaps. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'll be on my merry way, but I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.